This is your host, Sarah Nayani, and this is a very special mini episode with my mother-in-law, Usha Nayani, who I call Atma. I was able to go visit her, and my father-in-law and then my brother-in-law also came to visit. So we had a wonderful family reunion without my husband. It was amazing. I love hanging out with them. We just had a wonderful couple days. My mother-in-law threw a tea party for me, and it was so cute because she invited all her friends over, and she didn't tell them that I was coming, and she had me hide upstairs, and then she walked me down the stairs holding my hand, and then everyone was like, oh my God, Sarah's here. So it was really fun. But we were prepping and cooking for a couple days for the tea party, so it was really fun. We got to do all that together. And then we didn't, I had brought my podcast recording equipment because I had told her ahead of time, I really want to get you on the podcast. It would be awesome to do that. And she kind of like laughed nervously and wasn't really sure like why or what that meant and like wasn't sure if she would want to do it. And then during the week, we just got really caught up with prepping for the party. So we didn't get to sit down and record. But the morning I was about to fly out, we were like outside in our PJs drinking coffee on her little patio, which is filled with plants. And I just was like, I'm going to whip out my phone and just record. Like we were just walking through anyway, and she was showing me all her plants and flowers and talking about them. And so partway through that conversation, I was finally realized I should just whip out my phone and record this. So not with my fancy podcast recording equipment. Not that it's that fancy. I just have a couple of microphones that sound better than the phone. But I think it's kind of charming with like the birds in the background and stuff. So I hope you loved the previous episode with Marin from Farmhouse Flower Farm, where it was like the tour. That was also recorded on my phone. So I'm trying to get better at it. But anyway, here is a lovely walkthrough of my mother-in-law's garden. And since we did this walkthrough, when I got back to Seattle, she called me and told me that in the community that she lives in, they do like a walkthrough of everybody's garden and they pick the best one. And she won Garden of the Month this month, which is amazing. So I'm really proud of her. She's put in so much work and it really shows. And I love talking about plants and flowers with her. So she's my ultimate flower friend. She really gets it, and it's so cool to see what she's built. So I hope you'll enjoy this conversation with my lovely mother-in-law, Usha Nayani. You want to tell me what plants you have here?
I have lot of Indian plants. So I can get the seeds and grow here. This is Cacarella. This is a new thing this year. I am trying. I already got the vegetables started coming. I'm Yay. So excited for it.
This morning we saw the first ones from the female flowers.
Yeah, so it is so nice. I never thought it will come this fast.
Yeah.
Because we are still in June.
But it's been hot, so
yeah,
maybe that's
why. Yeah, it is hot, but there's all my Indian plants loves heat.
Yes.
Then they grow much better. And then I have a lot of jasmines.
It smells so good. I'm holding some in my hand. So, love it.
I just started blooming.
Mm-hmm. But these are Indian jasmines, right?
Yes,
so these are different.
Yeah, this is completely different smell than what you get it in American stores.
Mm-hmm.
And then even the flower is much bigger. And then a lot of petals on it.
Yeah, it's like probably almost an inch across.
Yes.
And it's got like 6 or 8 petals on each one.
Not only that, I have different kinds in that.
Mm-hmm.
One is with a long stem, or one is with a short stem, and then more and more petals. And then one kind, it blooms in a couple of days. It nicely blooms how your roses comes.
Yeah.
But it stays a little longer in India. But here, it dries up from the bottom of the flower this one.
Okay, so, and so this is one, the big one right
the
here.
The big one.
Yeah.
But in India, when it blooms completely, the bottom doesn't dry up. Here, the bottom...
like the bottom petals on the flower?
Dries up much earlier.
Got it.
Than this completely blooms.
Mm-hmm.
That way, I don't feel it is doing justice.
Yeah.
I don't know, because of the heat.
I wonder why that is, because it would seem like it would be that hot in India. Do you think it's maybe like less humid or something?
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
And then I have some mango trees also.
That you grew from a seed, right?
Yes.
A mango seed from a plant that you ate.
That's what it doesn't flower and gives me. It gives me the things.
But it's huge. It's like eight feet tall.
Yeah. So I love to do that. But in winter time, I have to keep it inside.
Yeah.
And then this is
so
a Karela.
You pull your mango and your jasmines inside in the winter.
All my Indian plants has to go inside.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of them.
Because it's too cold in Virginia.
Yes.
And does it snow here ever?
Yeah, sometimes it snows.
Okay.
1 year you will have more snow, a couple of times, little, or 10 inches
mm-hmm.
or 4 inches. Even though when October time, when the freezing or frost comes, I have to put everything inside. I have to organize
myself.
So
where do you put it? Like, do you put it by the window?
No, it's I don't have one plant. I have almost like 30 plants that go inside with the big pots. Even all my dining room will be half of the dining room. I arrange my plants, and half of my family room, I arrange my plants. My husband doesn't like it.
Yeah, what does Mama Garu say? Is he like, oh, they're taking over our house?
You have to throw away. No, I said, I don't throw away my plants.
No.
I love my plants.
Plus, these are the special ones from India that you
yes.
can't get here.
No.
And so tell me about this plant that we were just looking at.
This is, we say kakarkai, but it is a bitter gourd.
Okay.
It is good for your health a lot. It good for your digestive system. So in India, when I'm growing up, it is so bitter, so we have to swallow it. Once a month, we have to eat when I'm growing up. But here now, that bitterness is not that much.
Okay.
So, but everybody loves it. We eat, but not too much. But I grow, and then when the fruit comes, the vegetable comes, I give away to friends. But the leaf smells like what the egg, exact vegetable smells.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can make out, oh, this is Karela plant. Karela plant in Hindi, but it is a bitter gourd in English.
Okay.
We can get it in Indian store, or if you go to Northern Virginia, those shops are all lot of big latte and all, you can get these different varieties of them. Chinese varieties there, it is not
Ooh.
Bitter, but I don't buy the Chinese bitter gourd,
mm-hmm.
but I buy Indian Karela. It tastes much better than the...
And so when will this bloom? It's June
It started blooming, then male flowers comes first, and then the female flowers comes,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe in a month, I can get the vegetable.
Okay.
By the time in end of July. So now it started creeping a lot, because if you have hot and cold means it's rainy,
mm-hmm.
they come, they will go everywhere.
They love.
It's a creeper.
Yeah, and do you want to tell about the trellis that you set up?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I started doing the trellis. Like in India, we do the trellis because these will be happy to do the trellis, and then the vegetables will come down from the trellis. It looks so beautiful.
Yeah.
So I do a couple of the creepers under my trellis, and then I have a snake gourd. Those will be like ash color, and then white stripes and all. It is a long vegetable.
Okay.
Cooks very fast, and then tastes superb. If you cook it with coconut, It is awesome. Yeah. Yum. And then one other vegetable that we say dondakaya, dosakaya, but it is yellow and green outside, but white is inside. When you peel it and then you cook it with tomato and all, it tastes good.
Yeah.
Or with the meat also, the lamb and shrimp and lamb, I cook it. But my husband doesn't like with the vegetable and meat.
Do you do what you did sometimes this week where you'll make two separate dishes so he can have his version?
Yes, yeah. Yes. My favorite one I will make for me. Mm-hmm. And then for him, his favorite thing.
Aww.
So sometimes I don't want to because I grew up with that. So yeah. I want to have the, not because... I'm not asking anybody to cook, but I am cooking, so I can cook.
How you want it.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But you've set up this trellis so that it's like up your back fence, and yes. Then you put a top on it, so the plants are growing up. So it's almost like an arbor, but like two yes. sides.
And yeah, you have to. Because yeah,
you can access it from this side.
Not only access it, but it has to be clean. So on the trellis, immediately they cannot catch the trellis.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put only one wood, one stick to grow, but I have multiple plants.
Mm-hmm.
So this fence, this kitchen, chicken wire helps me for to grow up and yep. then get the trellis.
Okay. And then once it gets up on the top, it starts growing up and like over
the spread it.
Yeah.
So all the plants sometimes merge together. So I have to search where is my this vegetable.
Yeah, like look under the leaves.
Yeah, because I don't have big area yep. to grow. So in my small yard, I grew a lot of vegetables. So, but I have to take care, okay, this is going in that side. Oh, I had to change this direction.
Yeah. Now.
It's a lot of work, but I enjoy it, so.
I'm glad it rained last night. It was
full.
Such a big rain.
Big rain. I don't need to pour water
no.
for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
For at least on the ground ones, the potted ones, my new hanging,
yeah.
The upside
do you
down.
Tell? Can you tell about how you made these?
So, when those are the recycling bottles, like water, big jugs, the cans of water, I have to drill the holes on it with a wood burner. I make holes and then put the thread around it to hang it, and then hanging.
Like the little S curve.
Yes.
What are those called? The hooks. The hooks.
Yeah. I have to get it. And then put the soil and then put the plant. And then I did upside down means where the mouth is. I have to bring the plant from the mouth and then automatically it turns up.
How do you do that? How do you plant the seed on the bottom?
Oh, no, or? No. It has to be a baby plant.
Uh-huh. And then you'll take it.
Put it to from the upside, from the middle.
Okay.
And then you have to bring it down. So everybody advises, when I saw in YouTube, they said smaller plants is better because you don't need to spoil the plant. And
okay.
Then what I do, I wrap them with our press-on seal or something. And then I can push it easily and then it comes out from the mouth.
Okay, so you put that in first.
First.
Okay.
And then I have to put pad to do keep without
oh,
watering.
Oh, I
yeah.
see. Okay, what is that?
That one is sponge.
Sponge, okay.
So
got
I
it.
Have to roll the roots, before the roots, I have to roll that. And then push it plant so it will stay there.
So the soil doesn't come out of
the bottom.
Come out of
okay. that. And then put the soil a little bit. And then some of the plants, I did the irrigation type.
Okay.
So that water, small water bottle, I put the holes and then put my vegetable peels and all. And then when I water the from the top, the can... So it stays the water for a longer time. Otherwise, these are the smaller ones.
So
only
they could
soil
dry out
very fast.
So why do you put your vegetable peels? Is that to
because
like help keep the water in there so it doesn't
not only
spill?
Water, it gives them
nutrients.
Fertilize.
Oh, nutrients.
Like, yeah.
Wow, that's such a good way to reuse it.
Yeah.
And so what's the benefit of it growing out this way? It's just a stronger plant?
No, it is not like a show-off in the mm-hmm. plant because they automatically it will come. You don't need to do anything.
Okay.
If you put the plant like that, it curls up.
Okay, so automatically. It's like to make it pretty and
no,
and
automatically it goes even tomato, eggplant,
wow.
everything. You don't need to. So it will start like that, curls up.
Okay. What kind of plant is this one?
This one is Doskaya.
Okay.
I'm trying this one. Yeah, this is
okay.
a creeper. I don't know how it will end up, but
yep.
this is a trial for me.
Cool.
But I have the other side. I have eggplants, tomatoes, and lettuce,
mm-hmm.
everything. I have this year that is new. I'm trying, but everybody
you've
liked
retired,
it.
And so you started watching YouTube and
more.
Yeah,
because I had eye surgery, and also I have more time to not doing housework, and then I have so I went internet and explore everything. I saw so many of them, and then whatever I liked it, I picked it up, and then trying. But all my friends and my daughter-in-law.
We talk about gardening a lot.
Yeah.
And so what you have tomatoes and eggplant here, right?
Yeah, the big ones.
And you did your staking for the tomatoes and then you tied string around.
Yeah, I did the weaving. I saw it in internet, weaving. Then it helps the plant.
Okay.
Otherwise, and then I have to take out all the suckers and all.
Mm-hmm.
Then my plants, it goes straight. Otherwise, previously, it used to be unending ones.
Just huge.
And then they never gave me fruit much.
Yeah.
So this time, this year, I started watching that and I started doing it. It started already. I'm getting, the tomatoes are coming, but it has to ripen and all.
Yeah.
But this year, it is a little early.
And then what about this one?
That one is like a creeper is... also like a bean family.
Okay.
But it comes only in September. It needs a cool weather, a little bit cooler weather. But it grows in summer and then gives the vegetable only in September, August, end of August or September.
And which one is Vikram's favorite? It's the first.
This one, Tindura.
Tindura, okay.
This one, and then I have a couple of places.
And then out here, you completely redid your garden this
yes.
year.
So I'm getting the cucumbers, squash.
And you have your dill.
Yep.
All
and
your herbs.
Cilantro.
So you have this big tree in your garden that you did a lot more of the plastic.
Yes.
Recycled plastic pots.
Yep.
And then
I'm getting strawberries.
Strawberries.
Too.
So many of them. And is this what's this? This is peppers? Or,
yes.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Thank you. My first strawberry of the year, fresh one. Yeah.
You didn't have it in Seattle?
No, it will bloom a little bit later.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yum.
Mmm.
Mmm. Good one. This jasmine smells so good. And what are these little guys?
This is gongura.
Okay.
This is a sour leaf. We make pickle and then we cook it with meat and just vegetable.
The leaf itself or does
yes.
it have a... Okay. And then you have peppers, cabbage.
Kohlrabi.
Kohlrabi.
Purple kohlrabi I have. And broccoli, but it is not coming that good. And then... lima beans. This year I'm trying lima
cool.
beans. I love lima. Even in India we say double beans.
Mm-hmm.
We love it.
Yes.
So I cook it with meat or with vegetable also. It tastes
mm-hmm.
so good. It's good for your health also because a lot of protein in it. Lima beans. This year I'm trying. And then some beans, I got it. I already have beans, but I didn't pick it up.
So are you starting some of these from seeds?
Yeah, or, these are all seeds.
All seeds. Wow.
Not all. Lima bean seeds only. These cucumbers and all cabbage, I got the plants this year. Because if I need to put the seeds, I have to put a lot of seeds. We don't know how many. I don't need that.
Yeah.
We are only both, and then I have a small garden. So
plant,
I cannot
plant what you know is going to grow.
Yeah.
But you start some of the
Indian ones
back there.
Indian ones are not. I have to start from seed.
And then the jasmine, did you bring it over as a cutting when you first came?
No, when I came here, one of my friend brought one plant from India, and then she made a plant and gave it to me.
Oh,
and then
good.
I did the more plants.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the not cuttings, but different type of things. I have to do it for that. And then I made more and plants and give to friends, and I keep it.
Do you cut it and then put it in water for the roots?
Or? I don't cut it, but what I do, I old branches, bend it,
mm-hmm.
and then put it in the same pot and put more mud. And then for the next year, or after 6 months, the roots will come from the bent branch.
Wow.
And then next year, I will cut it where the roots started coming, mm-hmm. and then I make a plant.
Its own plant. You sent me some, but it didn't grow in Seattle. I'm so sad.
Yeah,
but, too cold.
I know. I didn't think, because you'll get sometimes 80s, but in the nighttime, it could... I didn't know that cool in the nights. What is, but the Indian plants and all, it doesn't do well when the cold weather, the mornings it will come, but the nights.
It doesn't like
so, at least 70, 75 degrees in the night only, they like it.
Yeah.
So maybe you have to move to East Coast. both can combine and get a big
garden.
Anyway, you are doing your, the flower decoration and all,
mm-hmm.
then... Oh, jasmines you will put, everybody will be.
It would smell
even,
so good.
If the firecrackers also, we didn't use them.
Yeah.
We should have used some.
I know. Oh, I forgot to come out and cut them. They actually would have gone really well with the roses.
Yeah.
The orange.
Say, look at my lettuce.
The lettuce is amazing.
In the hanging pot. It is growing.
I'm going to come back and take photos. I took some photos and videos yesterday, but I'll come back through and take some more so we can post it. Oh my gosh.
But it is rotten. You know why it happened?
No, maybe a bug got it or something.
No.
Or it just rot. It just, some of them I feel like just rot. But the other ones are looking really good.
Yeah.
So many coming from this one plant.
The sucker is coming now.
So these you're going in the bags, right?
Yeah. But the bags are very good. Srinatha gave me last year she gave me two.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told her, so she bought it and she gave me. That grows very well than the pot.
Okay.
Because she said the aeration and the air flow is much more for the bag.
Than if it's like in a pot plastic.
See,
or...
the same one, I put it at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So how big those are, how big this one is.
This one's really big.
Yeah, so this catches up for 2-3 days. Otherwise, it is a big difference, almost like 2-3 inches difference for the pot and the thing.
And then this is hydrangea here?
Yes.
And then you've got, what's this one?
That is drumstick plant.
Oh, yeah. That's one that Vikram likes too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the basil smells so
oregano.
Good. Oregano. Flowering. Mm-hmm. And then marigold or?
No, that is not marigold. Marigold is that one.
Okay, gotcha. This one's something different. You've got all your roses in here.
Button roses, mainly button roses and the knockout yellow roses.
So pretty.
And then I have lavender.
Lavender, yeah.
And then lemon plants.
You have a lemon plant? I didn't even see that.
Those are three are lemon plants.
Cool. Are they big when they
No,
grow?
I haven't. They're
fruit
supposed
yet.
To, but it is in the pots, no? It may not grow.
And then is this another mango?
Yes,
or, okay.
Mango tree. Those two are mango. These are
nice.
The baby ones.
Wow. Oh, this one too. Okay.
Yeah. It went that side. So I decorated like a heart shape, and then I put the stones and all.
And you yesterday. Painted the stones?
Those pavers.
Yeah, you painted them.
Yeah, butterfly and bug, and then sunflower.
Yeah. And then these are your firecracker plants. And these are from India also. Did a friend bring
those? No, these are from India. From here, US.
Okay.
I got it. But those doesn't, the seed doesn't have life in it. It doesn't give the seed, but the stack comes. But Indian one, I get the seeds.
Okay.
I have Indian one too.
Okay, so these are U.S.
Yeah, these are
firecracker,
U.S. firecrackers.
And then that
the color is a little different.
Yeah.
This is little orangish. That is like a pinkish
type. Yeah, like salmon.
The color. And then even the growing also, Indian one grows taller. Mm-hmm. These spreads out like a wide. It will be wide.
But yeah. I love the heart that you made. And then can you tell about the glow in the dark that you send me pictures of?
Yeah, those like a waterfall. Three plants, and then I put the stones, and then I saw in the internet that I can put it stones. It's not painted, but it's really glow in the dark. In the dark when sunset, and then if you don't have any light in it, then it glows.
Yeah.
It will show you your path also, and that it shows that is your house too.
And then you have your gladiolus,
yes.
Which some of them are blooming now.
Yeah.
And so you said you moved those, right?
Yeah. So previously I used to be in the front. So mm-hmm. I moved into the back. But even though they are coming everywhere, I have to pull them out. But I thought, okay, when it comes, blooms nicely.
So. Yeah, they look really pretty.
Yeah.
I like those colors. And they go with the firecracker color.
Yes, matches also.
That's perfect. And then you've got these huge sunflowers that bloomed for the party that we had last night.
It is taller than my daughter-in-law.
One plant
is a little shorter.
I'm 5'8", so it's got to be at least 6'8", right? really pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
It is blue.
That one must be 7 feet, I think.
Yeah.
But, oh, wow.
It's completely bloomed.
So pretty.
You have to take a picture of
it. I will. I love that. And you did the branching ones, so there will be a lot more blooms coming.
Yeah.
I love the branching ones because, like, you get the
first
bloom.
I didn't know that.
And then you keep getting.
No, I got the seeds from internet.
Yeah.
And then I did it in the small pot. And then when it is only 2 weeks old, he put the plant.
Yeah. And then, look at all the way down. Like, see the little guys? Yeah. They're going to come. So these are pretty. Are they all yellow ones, or did you do a mix?
No.
The traditional yellow.
I know only yellow.
Have you seen the red ones?
No, I never seen the red ones.
I should send you seeds of those, but there's some cool, like.
I thought sunflower is sunflower only yellow.
Yeah. No, I really like, these are really pretty yellow. It's like a kind of buttercream color.
Yeah.
But the ones, some of the seeds that I got, I still need to plant them, but it's been so cold.
Can I cut the leaf like that? This is broken.
Yeah. Do you want me to snap it?
Yeah.
But leave the flower.
Yeah. I don't think it will snap.
We may need a scissors.
We have to have scissors.
Yeah.
It's okay. Leave it. I'll do that later. Because all of them are getting yellow. So,
I always start at the bottom and go up. And then, these are always so good. They'll flower. So beautiful. And you told me that when you were younger, you used to wear jasmine in your hair.
Yes.
So did you now just pin it in?
Now also, yeah.
Oh, you still do?
Yeah, if I go to party, mm-hmm. not in the house, but in the party, I made like a garland type, small one, and then I weave it, and then even firecrackers, and then I mix it with this, and then my sweet marjoram, mm-hmm. I mix it up. And then do it.
I want to see this. We should have made them for yesterday.
Yeah, but I didn't get too many of them. No.
Yeah,
so that's what I did.
It's early in the season.
I plan to do it, but everybody's ladies, I called 30 of them, but because of yesterday rain and all, some didn't show up, and then some had work and somebody is traveling and all.
But we had such a nice party. You made so much food.
I'm glad you came and then I could throw a party.
Yeah.
You agree? If you come for with my son, he may say no.
So anyway, it's more fun when I come alone.
Ladies enjoy more than the men. Men is men anyway.
Oh. Well, your garden's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.